Good afternoon. Hey, I'm JoJo, and thank you so much for tuning in to Life Songs. I am joined this afternoon on the phone by multi-platinum selling, Grammy-nominated artist and now actress, crazy, right? Jackie Velasquez. Jackie, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I noticed that you're from Houston, right?
I am. I'm Houston.
Is your family doing okay? Do you still have family over there? I know that hurricane.
I do. Harvey. Yeah. Yeah, I have family over there. My brother lives there. But oddly enough, my brother and his wife were in New York, and my mom, who lives in Nashville, was actually down in Houston taking care of my niece when the hurricane hit.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. And she said that everyone's fine and the house is fine and, you know, thank God. But she said it was scary. They had sirens going off all the time and it was insane. So, but yes, thank you for asking.
I am so thankful that your family is okay.
Oh, you are so kind. No, thank you so much for asking. Thank you.
Did you know that right now when you support Life Songs, you're also helping provide hope for Houston? Find out more at lifesongs.com. If you're just joining me on Life Songs, I'm talking to Jackie Velasquez. Now, I'm such a huge fan and have been since I was, well, I'm not going to tell you how old I was because I don't want you to feel old, but
I'll tell you how old I am. I'm 37, but you're fine.
Okay, well, I have been such a huge fan and I'm flustered in the cheeks right now just thinking about talking to you because I've been listening to you since I've been a kid and I know pretty much every single song that you've put out. So if you want to test me, you totally can.
No, I would never want to put you on the spot.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, from your debut at age 16, you have definitely used the talents God has given you, racking up 16 number one hits, writing 3 books. Your beautiful face has graced 50 magazine covers. You've launched a nonprofit clothing line and acted in 7 films. So I guess that we could kind of call you the Jackie of all trades. Is that right?
The Jackie of all trades. That's actually the first time anyone has said that. That's funny. Yeah, I do a lot of different things, but that's just because God opens doors, so I just walk through them, and that's always my prayer. God, open the doors you want me to walk through, close the ones you don't. So here we are.
Now, your most recent film that will be hitting theaters on September 29th is called A Question of Faith. Can you tell us a little bit about what role you play in the movie and then kind of give us an idea of what the movie is all about?
Oh, well, A Question of Faith, I play a mom of a teenage daughter who is just beginning to drive, and she likes to text and drive, and I'm continuously reminding her, don't do that. And lots of tragedy strikes. 3 different families who don't know each other, but their lives come together and their paths cross, and only by the grace of God. When you are faced with tragedy, what will you do? Will you run from God or will you run to God? It really tests your faith and what you believe and how much you believe. It's a fantastic film. There are lots of crying moments, if you will, that occur, but it's inspiring. It really is. And it's a great way to get people, you know, to ask the tough questions and to believe more and believe in a bigger and greater way.
If you're just joining me on Life Songs, I'm talking to Jackie Velasquez about her upcoming role in the movie A Question of Faith, and it's hitting theaters today. A Question of Faith is a new entry into the faith-based film market. Tell us a little bit about why that's so important, you think.
Oh, I am too. I was so happy that this film, when they approached me about it, they sent me the script. I was like, oh, I love how this can minister to people, whatever they're facing. And so, of course, I wanted to be part of it in that way. And I think it's really important and valuable, you know, to have faith-based films. You know, entertainment. Mm-hmm. When we're human beings, we like to be entertained.
Yes.
We want to sit down on our couch and watch a movie and cuddle up with a blanket and popcorn, you know. And for me, like, there's so many films that, you know, when you're, like, watching a movie and you're like, ah, the kids are in the house. Let's mute, fast forward, you know, all that stuff.
If it's on DVR, you pause it.
exactly. And you're like, golly. Give me something else so I could just, something that's great quality, great entertainment, but also just, I don't have to feel that thing of, you know, oh, the kids, can the kids hear? You know, just all that stuff you worry about and you're going, ah, this is not worth it. And to have that alternative and then something that's going to inspire you, you're going to walk away feeling fulfilled versus just being entertained. Oh, man, now more than ever in the world we live in, it's a dark place. And now more than ever, we need light. We need stuff that's going to bring us up, not tear us down. And A Question of Faith is a fantastic film in that it really tests you and pushes you to the next level. Like, you know, it's very easy for believers to say, oh, well, I'm a Christian. It takes tragedy sometimes to push us to that next level. And why does it take tragedy? I don't know. Maybe we need to change that and push and have the desire to push closer to God in every way.
Amen. What do you hope the audience really takes away from this film the most? Like, I could think of a few things that I would probably take away from it. Like, be sure you don't text and drive, you know? Like, what is the most
important? Don't text and drive. Totally. Don't text and drive. And we're all guilty of it.
Mm-hmm.
I am too. Don't text and drive. Hey, be an organ donor.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And also, more than anything, to get closer, walk closer with God and trust that he has a plan. He can turn all things for good for those who are in him, and just continuously stay in, seek out his presence. Live in, what's that word, when you're intentional, be intentional. Mm-hmm. And especially in this life, we're so busy. And then sometimes I think to myself, oh man, I haven't even talked to God today. I've been talking to everybody else, but not to God.
Including me.
It's just, we get so busy. And my prayer is that people will just stop and just focus in and be intentional.
Well, Jackie, thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart for taking time out of your day to hang out with me. I feel like, seriously, all of my dreams as a little girl have come true talking to you today.
You're so awesome.
Oh, you're so sweet. We can't wait to see the movie A Question of Faith hitting theaters today.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. You're awesome.
God bless you too. Thanks, Jackie. For more details about the movie A Question of Faith, visit lifesongs.com. And when you see the movie over the weekend, be sure to let me know what your favorite part was.